السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وسيد الأولين والآخرين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين القائل بأبي هو وأمي إن الله اصطفى كنانة من بني إسماعيل واصطفى قريشا من كنانة واصطفى من بني هاشم واصطفى بني هاشم من قريش واصطفاني من بني هاشم فأنا خيركم نفسا وخيركم نسبا. فصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن خيرية المعطى تكون دليلا على خيرية المعطى له. ولما كان المسلم قد أعطي ما لم يعطى غيره من الخير، لذلك كان لزاما عليه أن يكون على مستوى عال من الخيرية. لقد وجه الشرع الحنيف المسلم إلى كل ما هو خير، وقد جاء ذلك وكون ذلك الخير في خير كتاب أنزله الله عز وجل على العباد، إنه القرآن الكريم. قد ورد فيه ذكر الخير 126 9 آيات. وأما الأحاديث فهي أكثر من أن تذكر وأبين من أن تشهر، وإن من بين ما نذكر في هذا السياق ما يبين فضل أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخيريتهم على غيرهم من جميع البشر خل الأنبياء والرسل. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. قال عمران: فما أدري. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد قوله مرتين أو ثلاثا: ثم يكون بعدهم قوم يشهدون ولا يستشهدون، ويخونون ولا يؤتمنون، وينذرون ولا يوفون، ويظهر فيه مسلما. أخرجه البخاري عن عمران بن حصين رضي الله تعالى عنه. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. أخرجه البخاري عن عثمان رضي الله عنه. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم أحسنكم قضاء. أخرجه البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. ومعنى هذا أحسنكم قضاء للدين، إذا استدان من امرئ أعاد إليه دينه في وقته، وإن استطاع قبل ذلك، وإن استطاع كافأه وشكره ودعا له. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بخيركم من شركم؟ قال فسكتوا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك 3 مرات. فقال رجل: بلى يا رسول الله، أخبرنا بخيرنا من شرنا. قال: خيركم من يرجى خيره ويؤمن شره، وشركم من لا يرجى خيره ولا يؤمن شره. أخرجه الترمذي وقال حسن صحيح. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أنبئكم بخيركم؟ قالوا: نعم. قال: خياركم أطولكم أعمارا وأحسنكم أعمالا. أخرجه المنذري في الترغيب وصححه الألباني. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل: من أكرم الناس؟ قال: أكرمهم أتقاهم. قالوا: يا نبي الله، ليس عن هذا نسألك. قال: فأكرم الناس يوسف، نبي الله، ابن نبي الله، ابن نبي الله، ابن خليل الله. قالوا: ليس عن هذا نسألك. قال: فمن؟ فعن معادن. قال: فعن معادن العرب تسألونني؟ قالوا: نعم. قال: فخياركم في الجاهلية خياركم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. أخرجه البخاري عن أبي هريرة. فخيرية المسلم لما يرجع إلى الله عز وجل، سواء من كفر أو من معاص وغي، أن يبقى في دين الله. أما إذا ظل على جهله ولو كان قد التزم وتنسك وتعبد، فإنه يضر أكثر مما ينفع. فإن مثل هذا تنطوي، فيوفقون له الأحاديث ويضعونها عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلا يقبل من ناقد من أهل العلم قوله بأن هذا الحديث ضعيف. وما أكثر ما تسمع من جملة من العباد أنهم يقولون: ما أجرأكم يا هؤلاء المحدثون، تقولون عن حديث فيه قال رسول الله هذا ضعيف، هذا موضوع، وما ذاك لعمر الله إلا لجهلهم وفرط غيهم في ذلك. ومنها من أدلة خيرية هذه الأمة قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الأصحاب عند الله خيركم لصاحبه، وخير الجيران عند الله خيركم لجاره. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من أطعم الطعام ورد السلام. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يحل لرجل أن يهجر أخاه فوق 3 يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا، وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي لأيوب الأنصاري واللفظ للبخاري. فاللهم اجعلنا من خير عبادك، واجعلنا بالخير قائمين وللخير داعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد عباد الله، فالهدي الذي ينبغي لكل مسلم معرفته والسير عليه هو هديه صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذي منه ما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أخرجه غير واحد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وصححه الألباني في صحيح الترغيب، قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي، خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. والذي منها أيضا قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم لأهلي من بعدي. ومنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم للنساء. نعم يا عباد الله، فخيركم الذي يصبر على أذاهم ويغض الطرف عن قصورهم ويشكرهم على حسن صنيعهم ويذكر لهم محاسنهم ويستمع لشكواهم ويأنس بهم ويؤنسهم ويألم لما يؤلمهم وفي النوائب يواسيهم ومع كثرة أشغاله لا ينسى أن يلاعبهم ويسليهم. أسأل الله أن كما جعلنا من خير أمة أن يجعلنا من خيار الأمة. اللهم صل وسلم على من أمرتنا بالصلاة والسلام عليه، واجعلنا دوما إلى أن نلقاك على ما قبضته وما وهو عليه، وارزقنا اللهم حبه، واسلك بنا دربه، وكما جعلتنا ممن آمن به من غير أن نلقاه، فاجعلنا ممن يسعد يوم القيامة برؤياه. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح.
بين المناكب والأقدام، لا تدعوا فرجات للشيطان. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسر اليسرى بنفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثر الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة فيه مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. تبارك. اللهم أنت السلام. الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد, here is the translation of the khutbah which we began with, praising Allah, all praise due to Allah Ta'ala, the one who made this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to be the best nation ever found. And he made the qibla for them, the direction of the Muslims, the best land on the earth. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his mercy upon them by choosing the night which is the best night for them, which equals 1,000 months, which is in a month that is the best month before Allah Ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah without any partners, no similar, no equivalent, and the one who has saved for this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the day that he subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give to the nations before them, Friday, the day which is the best day ever the sun rise up in. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them as a gift 2 days that are, those are better than any other days of the others for celebration. I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who said, verily Allah ta'ala is choosing Kina from the children of Ismail. Kinana is one of the children of Ismail, and he chosen Quraysh from, he selected Quraysh from the children of Kinana, and he selected and chosen Bani Hashim, the tribe of Hashim, from Quraysh, and he selected me, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the tribe of Bani Hashim. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about himself that he is the best of all the ummah, and in himself as a person, and the best in the lineage, and the best in the lineage, he is the best one of the lineage. So may Allah be some blessings be upon him, his companions, his family, and those who follow him until the day of resurrection. Afterward, O slaves of Allah, verily the goodness that is given from Allah Ta'ala is an evidence of the goodness of the person that it is given to. And since the Muslim is the one who is given what others were not given, then it must it must mean that this Muslim should be in a higher position than any other people in what, and in his worships and his speech, everything. He must be better than anyone else. And that's why we find this noble religion directed the Muslims to everything that is good. And from these directions is what is it was is what is presented in the best book ever descended from the heavens to the earth, which is the Quran. Which is the Quran. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned the goodness in 116 times in 109 ayats. But however, the hadith are so many, greater than we can mention them in this short ceremony or khutbah. But from what is to be presented in this khutbah is the hadith that shows the goodness of the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the best of all mankind, other than the prophets and messengers. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, which is reported by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih, on the authority of Imran ibn Husayn, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum qarni," the best of you, the best of the whole nation of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which as we preceded, the best of all nations. So the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of all nations, and the best of this nation, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the companions. Qarni meaning the people who have not seen me. People who have seen me and embraced Islam, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and then the people who follow them, meaning the tabi'een, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then أَتْبَاعُ التَّابِعِينَ, the third generation. So the first generation which were living with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and these like Abu Bakr, Umar, etc., etc. And the next better generation is the second, who comes after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pass away, and then the third. Imran ibn Husayn said, I don't know how many times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Two times, meaning after me, or three times. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ بَعْدَهُمْ, then after these three generations, there will come people يَشْهَدُونَ, they witness وَلَا يَشْتَشْهَدُونَ, without nobody asking them to witness. They just prefer witnessing. And this shows that witnessing the haqq, witnessing the truth, that is good, even without any questioning or request. But the thing is that these people are witnessing false, even affirming. And you see this in wards, in police stations, in courts. You go there and you see people telling, yeah, you have a friend there, and say, I witness with you. I witness that you did not say. Subhanallah. وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَ وَيَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ, they are not trustworthy. Whenever anybody said anything with them, whether it is secret or wealth, they deny it, or they spread the secret. So they are not trustworthy. وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ, so they are not trustworthy. People should not take them as trustworthy. وَيَنْذُرُونَ وَلَا يُوفُونَ, and they vow. And they vow, but they never fulfill this vow that they committed. Subhanallah. وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنِ, and there will be a symptom that defines them and describes them well. That most of them are fat. And look, this is seen today because of the junk food, junk drink. People are getting fat. You see people fat, most of the people, not all of them, but most of them. And this is the phenomena of today. The phenomena of today is fat people. You see people are getting fat. Why? Because of the junk food that they are eating, that they cannot escape from. And this is, even if they say, okay, we'll stop that so we do not be like that, they cannot. Because all the sources today are corrupted. Even the agriculture, very rarely you find natural agriculture products today. But most of it are, yani either treated by whatsoever chemicals or whatsoever. So they like or they don't, they are getting this symptom. They like or they don't, they are getting this symptom because they are in this time. They are in this time. This is the characteristic of this time. So they cannot escape from it. They cannot escape from it. Now, and from this goodness that is given to this ummah is what the Prophet ﷺ said, as in Sahih al-Bukhari on the tariq of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. This is another symptom of the searching ummah. What is that? خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you is the one. عليكم السلام. The best of you is the one who learned the Quran and teach it. What does that mean? Learn the Quran. What does that mean? Yes, too many Quran schools today are open, but this is not the meaning of the hadith. It's not only to know how to recite it, although this is very important, but it is to understand. To understand the Quran, to understand yani the attributes of Allah in the Quran, to understand the truth in the Quran. That is the meaning of it, to understand the Quran and to stand firmly upon it. I don't mean to stand upon it, to put it on the floor and stand over it, but to stand upon the guidance of it. Upon the guidance of it. So this is very important. Today people are ignoring that. And if you look, this hadith was given to whom? To the children? No, this hadith was directed. See who reported that? Uthman ibn Affan. Uthman ibn Affan. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given the prophethood, Uthman ibn Affan was a man. And he married two daughters of Rasulullah. When first Ruqayyah passed away, he married Umm Kulthum. So that means he was a man. He is reporting this hadith. What does that mean? Learning the Quran is not only for children like today people doing. Today people doing that, only for children. Very little number of people who are adults who go to sit in circles of Quran to learn how to recite, to learn the fiqh of the Quran, to learn the aqidah from the Quran. This is very little number. What does that mean? This is a symptom of the weakness of the disease of this ummah. We are hitting the hour. We are very close. Allah knows this when. Maybe tomorrow, maybe. No, it's of course not tomorrow. It's not going to be Saturday. It's going to be on Friday. So maybe next Friday, maybe the Friday after, maybe Allah knows this. But here are some of the signs of the hour. Today we are seeing it very clearly. Fatness. Ignoring the Quran, learning the Quran, yani they continue like that. And look, another yani goodness that the Sharia directed the Ummah to. Now, some things you cannot, yani you cannot change, but some other you can. Fatness, you may not be able to change it, but learning the Quran and teaching it for the sake of Allah, not for money. People today for money, even those who are involved in learning the Quran, teaching it, are for money. It's like now, it's exactly like the, I'm sorry to say it, I'm very ashamed to say it, it's like the football player today, who pays him more, he goes with. This masjid pays more, he comes with. Another masjid pays more money, they leave this masjid and go to that masjid. You know, that is the way. It is not these people need it. I will come to teach them. Al Khalil ibn Ahmed al Farahidi, one of the imams of the Arabic language. He was one of the imams. When he passed away, rahimahullah, he was seen in a dream, and he was asked, "How did Allah do with you?" He said, "Nothing of what I have taught benefited me, except teaching the old people in my village the Quran." Subhanallah. What for? He goes to the village and teaches the Quran to the old people. Old people may die tomorrow, may die next year. We need, this is the mentality of people of today. We need to concentrate on the youth. No, it's not like that. We need to concentrate with the people, with the Muslims, all men, women, all young, all of them. Muslim need to know how to learn, how to recite the Quran, how to understand the Quran. Yani, we want to save and protect the youth and old men to the hell. We don't care. That's wrong. That's bad. We have to take care of that. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said one of the symptoms here, or one of the goodness that is given to this ummah, خيركم أحسنكم قضاء. أخرجه البخاري. Bukhari reported that in Sahih and the authority of Abu Huraira. خيركم أحسنكم قضاء. What is قضاء? قضاء is paying back the loans. Someone give you a loan. You came to him, you are in need for money. And now, when it is the time to return this debt, this loan, you delay. Sometimes you yell at his face. And sometimes you tell him to go to wherever he likes to go. You sometimes tell him to go to the police, if you like. And sometimes you deny it. No, you did not pay me nothing. You have witnesses, you have favor. Subhanallah. Where is the witness? Allah. You forget that. So the Prophet ﷺ said that in a story. There is a story for this hadith. There is a story. There was a man who lent the Prophet ﷺ some money. And when he came to get it, he was rough. So the Sahaba yelled at his face. And they told him, how come he says that to Rasulullah ﷺ? Rasulullah ﷺ said to them, don't say that to him. He has a right. Give him his money and give him more. And then he said, the best of you is the best of who returned the loan better than the way he got it. Meaning either increasing without agreement from the beginning. Remember, if you both agree from the beginning to return it with extra one penny or one cent or one halala, this is riba. But from you, your own, you serve like that. You give it. You borrow from him 1,000 riyals and you return it, you give him, say this is 1,000 and this is another 100 for you. And this is not riba. If you don't want to pay him anything, just don't forget to say Jazakallahu khair. May Allah Ta'ala bestow His mercy upon you as you have helped me. May Allah help you as you helped me. That is how. Do not just put it in an envelope and send it with your son or with your friend. Like if he is begging you or he needs a sadaqah from you, that's bad. That's bad. So this is the one of the goodness that is given to this ummah. And if you look honestly, yani, this ummah is the best in this way. In this manner, still it is the best. Although we see a lot of, you know, difficulties and problems, but still it is the best. Because in all other nations, you don't find anyone who lend you. You would have to go to the riba bank and to get a loan from there with riba. Or maybe, even if an individual give you, he will put a condition. Okay, but you don't yani, go with so-and-so. But you do like this for me. But you do, you know. From the goodness that the Sharia of Islam has came with, is what he said as in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and authenticated by Tirmidhi and Albani and others, where the Prophet says, ألا أخبركم بخيركم من شركم. Should I not tell you the good ones of you and the evil ones of you? The Sahaba held quiet. They remained quiet. They did not say nothing. And then the Prophet ﷺ repeated that question 3 times. So a man stood and said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us the good of us and the evil of us. He said, the good one of you, the good one amongst you, is the one who people expect his goodness to reach them. And they expect his evil not to to be exposed to them. Now, and then, And he said, وَشَرُّكُمْ and the evil one of you, the evil one of you is the one whom people do not expect his goodness. Do not expect any good from him. And they are not saved from his evil, from his humbleness. See? So you can examine yourself by this hadith, ikhwan. You can examine yourself. And from this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ told us about the goodness of the Prophet ﷺ said, as in the hadith reported by many different ulama of hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira and authenticated by Albani, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِكُمْ, should I not tell you of the best one of you? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, خِيَارُكُمْ, the best of you, أَطْوَلُكُمْ أَعْمَارًا, the one who lives longer, the one who is given a longer life, وَأَحْسَنُكُمْ أَعْمَالًا, but at the same time, they are doing good. And if your life is long, and your deeds is bad, this is bad. You're earning more sins. But if your life is long, and your deeds are good, this is good for you, as he said to Amr ibn, to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, when he visited him in Mecca when he was ill. And from these goodness that the Sharia came with, as what Isa said, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the Tirat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, where when he was asked, Man akramun nas, who is the best of the people, of mankind? Akram is not from generosity, no, but from goodness. From the goodness. He said, Akramum atqahum, the best of them is the one who has more fearness of Allah, who fears Allah the most. They said, Ya, O Prophet of Allah, we are not asking you about that kind of people. He then said, فَأَكْرَمُ النَّاسِ Yusuf, if you want from the honor side, honor-wise, then it is Yusuf, the Prophet of Allah, the son of a Prophet of Allah, the son of a Prophet of Allah, the son of the Khalid, the Khalid of Allah. So if you are asking about the honor, this is the best one. No one, there is no man has a lineage like Yusuf. He's a prophet. And his father is Yaqub, prophet. His father is Ishaq, prophet. And then his grandfather is Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalil Allah. So he's the best. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, we're not asking about that. We're not asking about that. He said, فَعَنْ مَعَادٍ الْعَرَبِ تَسْأَلُونَنِي, are you asking me about the best tribe of Arab, the best lineage of Arab? They said, yes, about that they're asking you. Because Yusuf wasn't from the Arabs. So they're asking about the Arab. He وسلم, did not say, it is the tribe of so-and-so, the tribe of so-and-so. He said, فَخِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خياركم في الإسلام إذا فقوا. The best of you, Jahiliyyah, were kind, generous, honest, like that, helping others. These people, when they embrace Islam, they become also the best, but with a condition. إذا فقوا, if they see the proper understanding of deen. Why Isa Salam said that? Because if they don't see the proper understanding of deen, what they gonna do? They are going to worship Allah Ta'ala Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl. Abu ignorance. So anybody who wish to harm this ummah like the Yahud or whoever, come and make a lie. A hadith, false hadith. He just says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so and so. So this person will accept it. And when any alim say this hadith is not sahih or mawdu, you should not use it, they say, Subhanallah, all you people of hadith, you are very bold. You say that about the hadith where the name of Rasulullah is mentioned. How come that? It says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and you say this is hadith ضَعِيف. How come you say that? Yes, أخي, this hadith is ضَعِيف because the chain of narration to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not correct. It is false. Someone has made it. So you have to say, but because of his lack of knowledge, he does not understand what is the ضعيف, what is the صحيح, what should be يعني, said, what should not be said. Now, so understanding the deen is very important, very important. And you cannot understand the deen by reading books alone. Yes, reading books can help, but not only by reading books. And when it comes to translated books, it gets worse. It gets worse. The ulama say about the Arabs who take their knowledge from books. من كان شيخه كتابه فقطعه أكثر من صواب. Who takes a book as a sheikh for himself, then his mistake is more than his rights. So what about translated books? There are even more mistakes and more problems. No, we have to seek the knowledge the proper way. We have to seek the knowledge the proper way. Now, ومنها, and from this goodness is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith. That Amr Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As said, and Rasulullah said, that خير الأصحاب عند الله خيركم من صاحب. The best friend before Allah is the best to his friends in this life world. In this life world. So you have a friend, you be always good to him. So you are counted the best friend before Allah. But in the devil's action, you may be called all the friends. All good friends come in one queue. All bad friends come in one queue. So you want to go to the queue of the good friends, and then you are prevented. No, you are not from them. Because you cheated your friend. You did not give him the proper advice when he asked you. You were not honest with him. You did not save his secrets. You did not protect his honor. You did not help him when he needed you. What is the good friend then? If I am in a problem and I don't find you by me, what is the good friend then? Just sit and talk about football and dunya. And this is not a friendship. This is not a friendship. No. So you need to be a good friend to your friend. وَخَيْرُ الْجِيرَانِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرَكُمْ لِجَارِ. And the best neighbors before Allah are the ones who are good to each other, to their neighbors. So you have to work on being good with your neighbors. Even if they are bad with you. Even if they are bad with you, to be good with your neighbors. Because in the day of resurrection, Allah is going to be pleased with you. Because of this. And Allah Ta'ala likes it. Another character of goodness, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Shu'ayb al-Rumi said, خيركم من أطعم الطعام ورد السلام. The best of you is the one who feeds the food. Whether to the poor or even to the people who are not poor. Not necessarily to be poor, because the hadith said, أطعم الطعام. As long as you feed, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the guests came to him, he did not ask them, are you hungry? Do you have money to buy food? Are you poor? He did not ask them. And even he did not bring them enough food for them both. No, but he brought them food that is enough for maybe 60 or 100 persons. He brought them a calf. A calf. Slaughtered and baked. And he brought it for them. So you have to be generous and feed the food even to the rich people. When you are with someone and you wanted to take something, you invite him and pay. This is good for you. This is good for you. Even if he's rich, even if he's more rich than you. And when you are when you have a guest, you be kind to them. When you see two people, you feed them. Nah. As Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجِّ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any thankfulness nor reward from you. So what is the consequence of that? Allah Ta'ala said, فَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فَوَقَاهُمْ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ فَوَقَاهُمْ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah protected them from the evil of the devil's action. Meaning the heat coming from the sun, sweat, the difficulty of standing for that long day, and from the heat coming from the fire, from the sharpness of the path, sirat, and all these things. So Allah Ta'ala protected them. وَلَقَاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا وَلَقَاهُمْ نَظْرَةً. And He gave them beauty on their faces and happiness in their hearts. So what else you want? What else you want on that day? What else? How much money you pay if you are told that this is given to you? I'm sure that if you own the whole earth, you will give it for the sake of that. So it's coming easy for feed the people and reply the salah. What is the salah? And from this goodness that the Sharia came with, is what Isa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said us in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, and on the tariq of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, and the hadith, the statement of the hadith is for Imam Bukhari, as in Muslim, little change, a little difference. Isa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِرَجُلٍ أَنْ يَحْجُرَ أَخَافُ قَتَلًا. A man or a woman, of course, but here it says a man, meaning the Muslim, whether a man or a woman. It's not permissible for a Muslim to boycott his Muslim brother or her Muslim sister more than 3 nights. More than 3 nights. That means if the reason is only for dunya, he took your money, he spoke evil about you, like that. But if it is about deen, he's somebody Abu Bid'ah, he's somebody who is worshipping other than Allah. No. Not only 3 nights, until he stopped that, otherwise, boycott. And then the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَلْتَقِيَا, those two who boycott each other for dunya, only for dunya. And one of them turned his face from the other, and the other turned his face from the other. So they don't smile to each other, they don't want to face each other. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The best of them is the one who begins with the salam, who begins saying salam. That is the best of them. By that we end up the first part of the khutbah, and then we began the second part of the khutbah, praising Allah alone and seeking the peace and blessing upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who has no prophet, there is no prophet after him. And then we said that the best guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which every Muslim has to know and has to. Yani to be abonnet firmly. And from that is what Isa sallam said as in the hadith in Sahih al-Tarrib, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله. Look at this. خيركم خيركم لأهله. The best of you is the best to his family. Why is that? Because the family is the core of the society. The core of the society. How you build the society? From the brick which is called family. Family to family, this makes the wall. It's like the bricks over each other. So when the family is good, now if you have a brick that the soil is more than the cement, what will happen? If you just squeeze it, it goes all off on your hand. But when it is solid enough, you cannot squeeze it. And some of them with cement is more, even if you throw it, it does not break. It gets very solid. So this one is the one that we need for the wall of the Ummah. Why? Because any enemy cannot come through. But imagine if we have one brick like that that week, the enemies will bring their gun and make a hole in this and shoot us. That's what's going to happen. This is the shaitan. The enemy is the shaitan. The devil is coming through this weak brick. And remember the hadith where Rasulullah said that the shaitan sets his throne on the sea every day. And he sends his soldiers to go and walk. And the day in the end of the day, by the sunset, every one of them comes back to him. And he, the shaitan, the big one, the mudir of the company of destruction, asked them, what did you do? He says, I made the man drink khamr. You're not the one. He will awake soon. And he feels sorry. What did you? I make him rob a bank. He might be caught now. Or he might, you know, rebel. What did you do? Until he comes, one of them saying, I made so and so to divorce his wife. He says, you are the one. Come. Why? Because the family now is splitted, broken. Everyone is not, his mind, his heart is not free to worship. He's all thinking how to revenge. See how Satan thinks. But how we think, we don't think of the benefit of the society, of the Ummah. We do not sacrifice for the sake of the Ummah, to protect the Ummah. We only think of our own convenience. Today I come home, my wife did not cook the food. Big problem, divorce. Today I come back home, food is burned because my wife was busy talking to her neighbor. Boom, divorce. Today I come back home, my house is not clean and tidy because my wife is still sleeping. All this shaitan brings and whispers. Divorce, 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 divorce. Sometimes you marry a woman that has strong personality. And then she might want to act as the mudir of the house. And you do not accept that. Then the clash happens. Then the family splits. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, look to this, ikhwan. Umar ibn Khattab, when they migrated first to Medina, he was talking to himself in his house. He was just talking to himself about some affairs. Then his wife heard him and she said, no, you better not do this. You better do this. He said, what? You're talking to me? You're correcting me? Since when our woman gets involved in our matters? And then he went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, Ya Rasulullah, we came from a town where the men ruling their women to a town where women ruling their men. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laughed. He صلى الله عليه وسلم laughed and he said, Ya Umar, yeah, they are our wives. They are this, they are this. And before that, he went to his wife said to him, why don't I discuss this with you when Rasulullah's wife discussed matters with him? He said, do they do that? She said, yes. He immediately left to his house, to his daughter's house, Hafsa, the wife of Rasulullah. He said, tell me, is it correct that you are discussing things with Rasulullah? You are correcting him? She said, yes, we are doing that. He said, why? You think because Aisha does that, you do that? Aisha and her father are more beloved to Rasulullah than you and your father. You're not afraid that he divorces you? Don't do that again. And then he went to Rasulullah and told him that. The Prophet laughed and he said, Ya Allah, these are our wives. We have to treat them nicely. Umar immediately changed the Quran. Umar does not argue. Umar immediately changed. This is a character that he grew up with in Mecca. All the people of Mecca used to be like that. All the people of Mecca used to be like that. They are tough with their women. So Umar is as one of them grew up like that. So when Rasulullah told him that, Umar did not hesitate. Guess what? Umar became the Khalifa. One day a man came to his house and knocked the door. Right after he knocked the door, he heard something. He heard the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen yelling at his face. You! And Umar is quiet. So Umar came out and opened the door, but that time the man was going. He called him, come back. You knock the door and go, why? He said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I came to complain against my wife, who's always raising her voice at my face and yelling at me. But I found that your wife doing the same thing. He said, ya akhi, may Allah be merciful to you. She is my wife. She cleans my house, cleans my clothes, cook my food, take care of my children. See, subhanAllah. Change, totally change. That man who first, when she just said something, he was very angry. Now she's yelling. Is not angry. This is how the Muslim should be. I hear from some people say, no, by Allah, I will not allow her to do that. Same skin, you are swearing against what? Against yourself. You're preventing yourself very well. You're not preventing her, you're not preventing me very well. You're stopping the reward from yourself. So you need to think, akhi. You need to think. You need. He then, Umar radiallahu anhu. Now, another man came to Umar when he was the Khalifa. And he said, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I want to divorce my wife. He said, why? Why do you want to divorce? He said, because I don't love her. He, Umar radiallahu anhu, said, do you think that all houses are built on love? This is not the way. Not the way. We can't make love. We can't make love. When we put down our gaze from something, yani you come today, found there doing, yani did not do good in the house, I lost it, forget it. Don't make an issue. When you come find her, yani arguing or whatsoever, do not make an issue. And ask yourself, what did you do to sail with this family boat to the safe land? What did you do? You don't do nothing. You don't do nothing. I hear from many sisters calling, complaining against their husbands. They go from early morning work, and after work they go to their friends. They say masjid, da'wah. Okay, what about the family? What about your family? You do not care of your family? Subhanallah. That's wrong. We have to take care of our family. Look to the seerah of Rasulullah, the biography of Rasulullah, and see how he was. Going to the battle of Tabuk, one of the hardest trips and journeys he came. Very long distance, very hot weather, walking and, you know, desert, cutting desert. And all in that situation, and he's going to face very hard enemies, the Yahud. On that situation, he looked to Aisha and he said, do you want to race? Is this time for racing? Now, if one of us is, you know, in such kind of situation, and his wife asking, do you want to race? I'm wrong to take. Do you see what a big matter I'm in, and you ask me about that? But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one who offered. And he raised her. Just to make her yani enjoy that. Subhanallah. But today, we are too far away from that. So, the goodness of this ummah begins from the house. If we cannot begin it inside the house, believe me, we cannot do it outside the house. We cannot. Now, and Isa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِلنِّسَاءِ. The good one of you is the one who is good to the woman. Any woman. Because why Rasulullah said that? Because sometimes Sometimes you may be good to your wife because, you know, she's your wife. She's your wife. But you are not good to your sister. You're not good to your sister because your wife enjoy your wife. Your sister, what's she? You're not good to your aunt. You're not good to your mother. You're not good to your niece. That is bad. You're not good to your female neighbor, female. That is bad. That is bad. So Rasulullah is saying, خيركم خيركم للنساء in general. The best of you is the best to the woman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was good to Khadija even when she passed away. Was good to the friends of Khadija. Whenever he sees them, he be kind and generous with them. He was good with his sister and breastfeeding Shayma. He was good to his daughter. Whenever Fatima, whenever she comes, he stands for her and he kisses for her forehead. He was good. He was good even with any woman. A woman one day, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to speak to you about the matter. He stopped all of his business, meaning business, he did not use business, but I mean his matters. He stopped and he left the Sahaba and he went with her. Okay, what do you want to say? Subhanallah. Do we do that? We have to be as Isa said to us. So, we have, as I said here, yes, our slaves of Allah, the best of you is the best of his family, who be patient with their harmfulness, who put his grace down of their shortness, who thank them for their good deeds, who always mention and speak about their good manners, their good things that they do, always women like that. Women like that. Do you have any slave today? Do you want a slave? You can have your woman as a slave. Just praise her. Just tell her everything good about it. She becomes like a slave for you. I do not mean she really becomes a slave, but she would never disobey anything for you. But as long as you always forget the good of her, and always just mention and stick to the thing that is wrong from her, and this breaks her heart. Breaks her heart. So, and always listen to their claims and ask them. If they don't, woman cannot stay one day without claim. Woman is a big claim. So if you find your wife does not claim one day, you must know that there is something wrong. Go and ask her. Is there anything wrong? She will tell you. Because woman is weak. Woman is, you know, the emotion of woman is too high. Too high.